Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
You better hear what I'm saying to you tonight. Judgment will fall upon a nation who continues to applaud sin, call good evil and evil good. You better come on, somebody. The sins of a nation must be repented over by the church. And if the people of God don't stay in repentance with a repentant heart, what's the world going to do?
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue in this recent Wednesday night Bible study with Pastor Rogers. This is Rebuild Part 2, a study in the book of Nehemiah. Let's go into the message today.
You've got nothing to say about this, devil. You've got nothing to say about this. There is a time when we've been told by our government and by officials that we need to lock down the house of God. And so many of us have done the same thing to try to comply with CDC and all that's been going on. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to take a step of faith. If we believe that God is the healer, if we believe that he is the baptizer, if we believe that he is the Christ of Calvary, then it is awesome time for us to rise up and say, devil, you have no memorial in this house. Anybody else, you have no right in this house. You have no legal claim to this place called the sanctuary. Oh, my God. You have no legal claim to this. This house right here belongs to God. Now, somebody said, you're just a rebel. No, my dear friend, I'm not a rebel. I just want to let you know I got the papers on it right here. And God said in this hour, it's time to rise up and build. And rise up and build we shall. And the enemy will do nothing about it because God's going to give us the victory. My God, my God. Write it down. Opposition to the vision of God in Nehemiah was immediate after he heard of the intervention to rise up and build. Watch out now. I'm already looking for it. I'm looking for it. I'm waiting for somebody to rise up and say, well, y'all shouldn't be doing that. I've already gotten some, emails on some things. You can keep your email. House gonna be open Sunday. I'm not trying to be defiant to you or ugly to you. I'm just trying to tell you that we're in spiritual warfare. You didn't hear what I said. I said we're in a spiritual warfare now. It's no longer even about let's protect one another. We're in a spiritual battle. I've been sensing this now for several weeks. This is not about the physical coronavirus and us taking precautions. I put on more hand sanitizer until my pores are pouring out with hand sanitizer. We've separated the chair. I've been socially distant. I've done things and you've done things and I've tried to give you instruction. All the while they piled into Walmart and the super centers and walked around with any kind of way they wanted to, and they've been going to the bars and they tell me some other places that the abortion clinics are still doing their thing. I came to tell you, church, it is time to rise up and build in this hour. The enemy has no portion, has no right into this thing. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like if my church was filled up tonight on a Wednesday, hey, let me ask you a question. If I open the doors on Wednesday night and say, come on in here, am I going to get the same little crowd that shows up on Wednesday night because you don't feel like it, or you got a ball team you got to go to, or you got to go down somewhere and visit someplace? Are you going to rearrange the priorities of your life and say, God, it's time for me to get me in my house and get ourselves to the house of God because we're that close to the coming of the Lord? Come on now. I believe God in his spirit is calling a church in this hour. And I'm afraid that when the doors of these churches open, too many people are going to say within themselves, well, I guess it's all over. It ain't over. I said it ain't over. In fact, it's really ramping up. If you think that this thing is over. Can I tell you what's going on in Washington, D.C.? While we're down here supposed to be in Florida, supposed to be fighting a coronavirus, we've got politicians and others that are each other's throat and could care less whether or not you're socially distant. I came to tell you, my dear friend, we're not going to get our dictates from Washington, D.C. We're not going to get our dictates from others that have got hearts full of fear. We better take our orders straight from heaven, because Jesus is speaking in this hour. Well, I meant to come and preach and teach to you tonight, but I feel a prophetic anointing coming on me this evening. The Bible says in the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20, let me read it to you from this different version. He says, "But as for you, Sambalat, Tobiah, you have no share in Jerusalem." Is this a word for this hour? You have no claim. And in a literal translation, you have, watch this, no historic right to it. Oh my God. You know what's happened? Just like they always do. Read it this past week. There's two people arrested in New York City for attacking some Jewish people and blaming on them and the Jews for the coronavirus. I think you better read your history books, because every time something happens like this, they want to blame the Jewish people. Why is that? Because they're God's chosen people. Every time something happens, they want to blame the church for it. And rest assured, hear me now, I may not get through this whole lesson tonight. I feel something on me. I'm just going to tell you, you better hear me now. You're going to be mocked, maybe even by your family members. People down the street, when you put your Bible under your hand and drive your car to this house and get out in faith. And if you got to wear your mask and do whatever you got to do, do what you got to do. Somebody told me today, they pulled up in the parking lot, said, "Y'all still giving out them pineapples?" I said, "Well, I got one case for you right here." Said, "I came down from Eufaula, Alabama." Said, "I've been watching online all this time. I'm hungry for a move of God." I want you to know something. God is shaking this world like he never has. And he don't care where they're coming from. But I declare there's a revival coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And ladies and gentlemen, I want Pace Assembly to be right in the middle of an epicenter of the Holy Ghost revival in the last days, and then Jesus Christ will come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, if we're going to be Pentecostal, let's be Pentecostal. If we're going to be Spirit-filled, let the Holy Ghost have his way. I feel many of you out there beginning to get all caught up in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues right now. Go ahead, ladies and gentlemen. It's not how much of this lesson I get out. It's how much I feel the flow of the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's breaking and destroying yokes. And many of your sons and daughters are going to come in. You know why? Because the Bible said, "In the last day, saith the Lord, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men are going to dream. And your young men are going to see vision. And upon my handmaid and my servant will I pour out of my spirit, says the Lord." I came to tell you, your sons and your daughters are going to come back in. You have no idea. They've been watching online now for weeks. Their heart is stirred. They realize something is about to take place. And they're saying within themselves, "I guess mom and daddy was right. I better get ready. Something is about to happen in here." Woo! Something is about to happen. And to coin a phrase of a sermon I heard one time, it's going to happen suddenly. One day, I think I'll just preach. Hold your pen. One day, we were at the top of the economic ladder. It had not been this good in America since the Great Depression. Unemployment was at an all-time low. Employment, it was at an all-time high at the beginning of 2020. The economy was rolling and people were seeing the blessings coming their way. They were watching what's going on, but God just kept right on. And all of a sudden, God said, "I'm going to have to shake this thing up." I'm telling you, I was listening to a preacher just today that God was speaking to. Way back in 2008, I was listening to his sermon. He said, I'm telling you, there's coming a time when something is going to shake the entire globe. And then when that takes place, a revival is going to come and Jesus is about to return. It bore witness with my spirit in that hour. And I came to tell you, I don't care what 98% of the pulpits that deny that the Bible prophecy and Jesus is coming. I'm coming to tell you that the Lord is not just doing this so we can have some social events and small groups and some little serve teams. He's getting a bride ready that's without spot and without wrinkle. Call me old fashioned, but I came to tell you, I've got the letter on it, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back in an hour that you think not. Hallelujah. Oh, lift your hands and bless him wherever you are. The anointing has taken over and God is filling his tabernacle. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, mighty God. We bless your name, mighty God. We bless your name, mighty God. We worship you, Lord. Oh, let your anointing fill this room tonight. Fill wherever people are watching in the name of Jesus. Sanctify this house. Cleanse this house from the pulpit down to the pew in the parking lot. Saturate this place with the anointing. We need you, Jesus, in this hour. We need you in this hour. I don't think that most people realize where we're at. The news media and others would love nothing more than for the church to just fade away. Oh, my God. But they're serving the wrong God and listening to the wrong people. Oh, preach, Pastor. I said they're listening to the wrong people. They're listening to what's belching up from hell tonight and the spirit of Antichrist. Because when you read that book right there, I'll come back to Nehemiah. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, when you read that book right there, Jesus said it out of his own mouth. I'm not going to let my church be a disgrace in the last days. I'm going to pour out my spirit in that church. And guess what? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What does that mean? That don't mean that hell's going to come against it. It literally translates that the church is going to rise up and push back the gates of hell that shall not intrude. I say, Lord, do it again. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit like you did in Acts. Pour out your spirit like you did in the upper room. But whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Pour it out, God. I don't care what their name is on the door. I don't care if they're called Baptist Assembly of God. I don't care if they're called Four Square Non-Denominational. Wherever there's hungry hearts, God, pour out your spirit in that location. Come on, somebody. I can't teach any more of this lesson tonight. I'll come back next week. I just came to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord has taken over. The prayer has been offered. The fasting has been going on. People have been sacrificing. We've been confined and isolated to our houses. But there's something rising up in the hearts and lives of believers that believe that right now God wants to pour out his Spirit. You want to lift your hands as we're approaching the days coming to Pentecost Sunday. You ought to be baptized right now in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every believer watching me right now ought to just lift your hands and open your mouth and let him fill a waiting vessel. You don't need to wait till Sunday. You need to sanctify the vessel now. And we're not going to be here while people drive up and down this road at Pace Assembly and wonder, is that doors of that church open or has it gone by the wayside? The devil is a liar. I came to tell you, we're going to turn the lights on. We're going to open up the sound. We're going to open up the doors. And the Holy Ghost is going to move like he never has moved like this again and before. Hallelujah.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.